I'm Brian. I work at UnitedHealthcare.
So, Brian, why do you care?
I care because I don't want to leave anybody behind. I oversee one of the biggest resource centers in UnitedHealthcare.
I see people walked in my office every day, just like my parents. They have no idea about the healthcare. I feel like they are my uncles, aunties.
I treat these people like family. I'm Brian, and I'm committed to care.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you are craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Draft can certainly help. That is the mock draft sounder. It's the first one post-combine week, so you know there's been a lot of overreaction, groupthink, media love based off of someone's 40-yard dash.
Oh, yeah. And one of the guys, so we're going to go to Arrowhead Addict, who put out a 5-round mock draft. By the way, the five rounds are all that they have. They don't have any 6th or 7th round picks, I believe.
That's probably why they did five.
Based on some research. So Price Carter was the one who wrote this one. We'll give credit to him for this. Speaking of wide receivers who run 40s that people are questioning, Carnell Tate at number 9. Ring, ring, ring. 4.53 paired with the 1.1 10-yard split. Caught some teams off guard, according to Price, but Tate appears much faster on film. Was a big field stretcher for the Buckeyes. That's why paired with some long speed questions as well as other names rising, there's a chance that Tate is available at 9 for the Chiefs.
So maybe I'm in the minority here on this. Look, if you already were not a fan of Carnell Tate, then...
Boy, did that secure it.
Then it secures it. I guess for me, I don't have the same freak out reaction to his 40 time being disappointing as others do. Like, if Carnell Tate was who you thought they should take at 9, I'm not scared off by the 40 yard dash. There's other reasons why I don't know if I want him at 9. You know, we've talked about Ohio State and the wide receiver room and everything that exists there.
He's never been a number one while at Ohio State.
Those to me, Matt, that stuff matters more than, hey, look, his 40 yard dash time was not as impressive. We've talked so much about like the speedster guys and all
speed.
That. Exactly. In Kansas City.
At wide receiver anyway.
Exactly. So I get the reaction because we all focus in on the 40 yard dash and everybody wants to know who's fast. I mean, it's stuff that we can seems more tangible for all of us. Like if I tell you someone ran a 4.3 40, like you kind of know what that means. And I just think it's a bit of an overreaction. My opinion on Carnell Tate really didn't change in the last 72 hours.
I'm going to ask you, Gold, the same question I asked Cody. Would you, if you could guarantee that Carnell Tate was T. Higgins, would you take him at 9?
Not at 9.
If you could guarantee that
that's
was
like
T. Higgins.
Guaranteeing Rashee Rice healthy.
Not at 9, because Drew. If I was picking 17th, sure.
40? You know, that pick?
40 would be, of course.
40 is about where T. got selected, by
Yeah.
That's
a hell of a pick at 40.
Because I think that, you know, there's people think that T. Higgins, he's always been a number 2, and he's still put up really good numbers, obviously. If you made him a number 1, what would he be? Would you take him at 9? I think that's the question, because ironically enough, 40 times, very almost identical between T. Higgins and Carnell Tate.
Yeah, not
size,
at 9.
Similar.
If someone gets Carnell, if he slides in the draft, and every year there is at least one wide receiver in that grouping of the top 3 that slides.
There's no way he gets out of the first round.
And
no chance.
No, but slides to like 20.
Sure.
And I don't know if maybe, is that going to be him because of his combine? You know, what was he like in the interviews? I don't know. I think Carnell Tate, if he's there at 15 or 17, if he falls to that point, I think it's a hell of a pick. At 9, it's a bit more of a stretch, but I am not anti taking wide receiver at 9 at all. You know, I my priority is defensive line, but if you told me they took Tate or Lemon or Tyson at 9, you could sell me on that.
It is interesting because so with the combine stuff with the testing with Tate, Mekhi Lemon apparently bombed interviews really badly, according to reports, at least some of them. That whole position is very interesting.
Don't forget, there's teams that might love that player that intentionally leak out how bad he was during the interview process and all. There's gamesmanship, smokescreen. I'm not saying the Chiefs are doing it, like in this particular instance. I'm just saying some of that stuff that happens. The Chiefs might, it turned out, they might actually love a player they were telling everybody they hated. Happens every year.
On Friday during the show, we were talking about Fernando Mendoza, who said, yeah, the worst question he got asked was that someone told him to get arrested.
One about, hey, I don't know if I can say it. It was, hey, maybe you should get arrested. And I was like, you know, I was a little confused, but then it was like the slide. So hopefully I don't get arrested.
I don't get that one.
So you can slide in the draft.
Can you tell us who said that?
It was not one of the teams I had a formal interview with, so I'm not going to. I don't want to expose the team.
That's got to be Minnesota, right?
Positional.
I'm guessing the team was joking slightly.
Yeah, I don't think they actually think they have any chance at getting it, but still, like, it's a wild thing to say.
I mean,
look, at number 9 at wide receiver, the only thing I'm locking in is they're one of the 5 to 7 best wide receivers in the NFL. Other than that, I'll roll the dice and take my chances. I'm never locking in, like, T. Higgins, who's probably, I don't know, without looking, the 30th in yardage last year, you know? Wide receiver, 25th in yardage in the NFL.
I don't know. He was also hurt throughout the year with concussion issues, and he still was. I mean, I
bet he averages like the 25th most yards out of wide receiver in the NFL in a given year. That's probably around where he is, because there's going to be plenty of people like Amon-Ra and Justin Jefferson. Like, if you can guarantee me he's Amon-Ra St. Brown, I'll lock it in, right? But Amon-Ra's better than T. Higgins and has been more productive than T. Higgins, and I know works as a number one wide receiver.
Sure.
T. Higgins, for all I know, maybe he would be a 1,200-yard wide receiver if Jamar Chase didn't exist. But I can't lock it in because, I don't know. He's also had injury history and all that other stuff. He'd maybe land more in that Tyson range. Who else? You said that was their first round?
Yeah,
that was
the first
round
pick.
Who else do they have?
Yeah, it's a 5-rounder. So I'll run off the rest for you. A guy that Bink mentioned, actually, Gabe Jackass at pick 40, edge rusher.
Jackass?
Jackass, J-A-C-A-S.
Not, okay.
Edge rusher out of Illinois. Third rounder, Chandler Rivers, slot corner out of Duke. And then the fourth and fifth, real quick for you, Nick Singleton, running back out of Penn State. And round 4, and then round 5, Xavier Harris, interior defensive lineman out of Ole Miss.
Again, the position grouping doesn't sound all that crazy. And you, like you
there
said,
there's another fifth round pick, by the way. I'm sorry. A safety, Robert Spears Jennings from Oklahoma.
If you wanted Reuben Bain or Carnell Tate, this was a great week for you. It got slightly more likely those players will be available 9. Not way more likely. Let's not try to pretend like one combine performance moves the needle entirely, but those players became slightly more likely to be available at pick number 9 than they were just a week ago. And that's fine. Great. You know, like that feels about right, depending on those. But my whole thing on Bain last week, and you weren't here for it, and guys like Carnell Tate is, like, at 9, like with Bain, I'm not Tate. He fits prototypical size, strength, all those things. With Bain, I'm not going to try to get they go outside of all the normal metrics for success of that player and try to get the exception to the rule at 9. I'm looking for things that, like, are the rule.
Closest
they're
to
the... They're the right height.
There's
they
no sure
the right
thing,
way.
But
they're
close.
Yeah. Like, I'm not trying to take... I'm trying to eliminate as many possible chances of getting pick number 9 wrong as possible. And so if I know there's only 10 defensive ends in history with tiny arms who have success, and they're Dwight Freeney and Micah Parsons at 31.5 or whatever, and I got like a handful of options, I'm not trying to get the exception to the rule at 9. I'll get the exception to the rule at 15, 32, 76. I don't care. But at 9, I got to eliminate some possibilities of screwing up by eliminating some, like, it'd be like taking a 6'9" quarterback at 1. No 6'9" quarterback's ever been successful. Don't you see the risk?
These are the conversations, though, you have if you're, you know, if you're Brett Veach in the front office, though. I mean, this is, you take, there's risk that you
take no matter
what. You know, if you really believe in a player in the entire process and you think his ceiling might be that he's a future Hall of Famer versus a guy that, like, yeah, he's going to have a nice career, but the floor is way low. Like, this is the risk evaluation that they have to have and through their scouting department. It's why they get paid to do what they get paid
the
to get
thing
it right.
That I would be very, that I'd be a little worried about is that Carnell Tate has never been a number one wide receiver at Ohio State. Never. Jeremiah Smith, Jackson Smith and Jigba, Chris Olave, Marvin Harrison Jr. He has never.
Those are some pretty good guys. He was surrounded by deer.
I understand that.
I'd almost be open
but
in
again,
that case.
But hold on. If we're talking about some expectations of selections at 9, Are you willing to take a guy that has never been a number one wide receiver and asked to do all of
it? So, Drew, if that's...
I think that he's been the secondary option. And has he been good because everybody's worried about Jeremiah Smith and Marvin Harrison Jr. and those guys?
This is how
that's why I would be worried about that more than I would Tyson, more than I even would be Mekhi Lemon.
This is how people talk themselves into Downs, talk themselves into Love. Now, I will say, same thing applies. Do you know how rarely safeties are taken in the top 10? It's for a reason that they, and the last one to get taken in the top 10 was a fine NFL player for a while, Jamal Adams. Eventually got like crazy trade compensation for, but was also not like an all pro future Hall of Famer either. It's like those non-valuable positions. You got to be careful with those two. It's like, it's such a mixed bag. It's this elimination of like, how do you make sure? It's why like, if anything was available, like the normal available things as in like, it's reasonable to assume. It's why I'd take Bailey before I'd take any of them if he was there at 9. Before any of the names we just mentioned.
Oh, Bailey's there. If he's available at 9, you should run to the podium. They shouldn't even take more than a minute.
I just don't think he's going to be there.
I don't think anybody believes he's making it to 9 anymore.
Gold, would you take Sonny Styles over a wide receiver? Would you take Sonny Styles if he's available?
Can he play regular DN in a 4-3? He's a stand-up linebacker. If I can make him a defensive end,
sure. I want to see, to answer that question, Drew, I want to see what they do in free agency first. Like, that's part of this, too. Like,
oh, yeah.
When we're talking about what position, like, I'm open to just about anything other than running back at 9. But if we sit here and they just have Breshard Smith on the roster and then they sign, like, you know, someone way down in free agency, mm-hmm. well, then I might feel differently about the running back.
For sure.
If they go and sign Mike Evans, well, then I don't know if I want him taking a wide receiver at 9. I mean, everything can change.
You take a best player available situation, yeah.
Everything can totally change. If they decide
Sonny Styles also is probably not going to be available at 9 anyways.
If they trade Trent McDuffie, and then my feeling about taking Caleb Downs at 9 is way different.
Would you want a corner? If they trade a Trent McDuffie, would you want Mansoor Delaney?
I don't know, at 9. I didn't get a corner. If with that additional pick that I get, I could take, you know, let's say it's 20-something or whatever.
Yeah.
So much should this change. It is still, I was about to say February. It's March 2nd. We're getting closer, but we haven't even got to free agency yet.
We're
a lot of it's going to change.
Out, though.
Franchise tag deadline also is tomorrow afternoon, I think,
yeah.
across the NFL. Not that the Chiefs are going to have anybody tagged, but it could impact the rest of the offseason.
I'm Brian. I work at United Healthcare.
So, Brian, why do you care?
I care because I don't want to leave anybody behind. I oversee one of the biggest resource center in United Healthcare. I see people walked in my office every day, just like my parents. They have no idea about the healthcare. I feel like they are my uncles, aunties. I treat these people like family. I'm Brian, and I'm committed to care.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you are craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm done carrying around bulky drinks. And I'm definitely done cleaning melted candy out of my pockets. So yeah, I traded them both in for Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. These little guys are as pocket-sized as any candy. But instead of a sugar crash, you get a zero sugar caffeine boost. Candy can't even compare at this point. Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots treat your taste buds to an explosion of fruity flavor with a tasty caffeine kick. That's right, caffeine just got a flavor upgrade. And it's not just one flavor. 5-Hour Energy Shots bring you tasty caffeine in 17 flavors. 17! So if you're craving that candy-flavored chaos, but actually want energy that works? grab Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. Pocket-sized, zero sugar, big flavor. Available now at 5hourenergy.com or on Amazon.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.